الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, you notice in our society that all kinds of anjumans, all kinds of seminars, all kinds of parties trying their level best to bring about a change in our social way of life. Even you've noticed throughout the world, global. But you notice that with all the effort they're making, there's no change made. What's the reason for that no change? With all the effort and money they spent. But the result was that that matter became even worse. In our bazaars, in our malls, in our offices, and even in our homes too. The social life has not been changed in any way. People showing so much of concern, but there's no result really coming up. But no one is thinking what's the cause of it, that why with all the effort that we're making, why is there no result? So the ayat that I read in the Quran in front of you, this, where Allah Ta'ala gives you the answer to our not being successful. And remember that Allah Ta'ala has created that He has the knowledge of everything and He has the prescription for everything for our sickness. So he said, أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. O those who got iman, worry about yourself. عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, worry about yourself. لَا يَضُرْمَنَّ ضَلَّ أَرْضُكُمْ. By you worrying, but not worrying about the next person for the time being, any harm that other person doing will not cause harm to you. So in other words, the most important thing is that before you think of doing something else to others, look into your own life. What is the difference in your life? Taking a flag outside and making a noise that come to me, then I'll try to put you right, will not put anyone right until you put yourself right. So the biggest problem that we have today is that we are concerned of everyone else, but are not concerned of ourselves. For example, if you look at it very carefully, that we got a very big problem with us, but we worried about our neighbor who stole a chicken, and worried about his case, but we got a bigger case with us. We have caused murders, we have to worry about our case, but instead of worrying about our case, we worry about our neighbors. This is why we find that we are not progressing in any way. The only way we can progress to become a better community, the only way we can progress by becoming more a society of that kind, a healthy society, is first and foremost put your own house right. If you can put your own house right, which we're not doing today, we are concerned of the whole city. So the most Allah Ta'ala says, عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Like a person, you know, a woman, I'll give an incident of a woman. She had a stomach ache, you know, and it was very painful and she was suffering. So they took her to hospital, and one of the family members told her that, listen, that you are not that sick, look at that person. Hands are broken, plasters on her head and everything. But that person looked at that person, felt nothing about it, said, I'm worried about myself. In other words, with all the pain that person is going through, But she was not concerned of the pain of the next person, but she's concerned of my pain, what I'm going through, the pain I'm going through. A lesson for every one of us, that we say, look at that person, what's happening to him. In every sitting of ours today, in every sitting that we're sitting today, in every function that we go to, we only talk of one thing, look at that person, what is happening in his house. Look at that person, what is happening to him. Look at what is happening to the next person, but what is happening to you? Did you show concern of what is happening to you, what is happening to you? You are not worried about that at all. That is why we are not successful at all time. And the most successful, why the Sahaba Ikram are most successful? For what they were so successful? Because remember one thing. When they say something, when they should sit in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they after leave the company, they after be very concerned of themselves. To that extent that when they come out, that you feel that now we are in the company of Nabi Karim with something else, and the moment we are out of the company, we become hypocrites. Hypocrites. That should bother them, that worry them. And the moment it worried them, they should come to see Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say this much, that listen, this is our condition, that we sit in your company, we feel the closeness of Allah. We feel so near and dear. But the moment we leave you and go out, we find that now we are not in the same condition. And we are concerned that we feel that we are munafiqs. So Nabi Karim Sallam pacifies them, consoles them, and tells them that that's not the condition, that you cannot be in one condition all the time. The condition of person is different all the time. Sometimes you read the Quran, you enjoy reading Quran. Sometimes you read the Quran, you don't enjoy the Quran. But does not mean that the condition has not been accepted. Allah Ta'ala wants to see that at the time when you get this condition of this very good condition, you remember me. In the other condition, when you're not enjoying, will you still remember me or not? Like many of people today read namaz, the time they read namaz, they enjoy the namaz, they read namaz. And the moment they do not enjoy the namaz, they don't read namaz. So in other words, Allah Ta'ala want to see that your relationship with me is merely because of this condition or is because of love. If it's because of love, then you read namaz in any condition. If today I enjoy the namaz, alhamdulillah. If tomorrow I did not enjoy the namaz, he wanted me in that condition, I accept that condition. When a person is in love with someone, then he does not worry about the condition, what condition is in. But as long as he is happy with me, that's more important. So likewise, here too is most important that we are talking to others, giving advice. And the Sahaba Ikram are not like that. They made sure that first when they were given the glad time of the Jannati, when they could be in the glad time of the Jannati, they did not realize, think now that now I've been given the certificate of Jannat, let me now relax. Now if we have to get that kind of certificate, we'll be able to relax. But they, when they got the certificate of Jannati, they made sure that because they will make more ibadah to even draw Allah Ta'ala's attention toward them. To show Allah Ta'ala they are most grateful and thankful to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, they were all the time concerned that how to keep Allah happy when He is keeping us happy. They were more concerned about themselves more than anyone else. So when they began to do those things, they came to realize that when you begin to, once you put yourself right first, and then when you advise others, the effect takes something else. Effect is, like a father today, he tells his son, do not smoke, but he's smoking himself. Then the father, what do you expect the son would do? He'll do the same thing as you are smoking, so I'm also smoking. Like a case, you find a case coming to me, a case to me, the one father tells me that my son is saying, my son is taking drugs. In return, the son says, my father is gambling. So what kind of money will go to where, in which way? So we, our condition this month, that we give advice to others very quickly and take out faults of others very quickly. But we fail to realize that our condition like that, that we are in a bigger problem, we forget our big problem, then worry about a small problem, then think that we did some very good work. That is why there's no advice given, no effect at all. A father does not do something himself. What will you expect? There'll be nothing happening at all. They won't accept anything. But really, and then when you speak to the child with love and affection, then no doubt a lot of it. So this is a difference between we and the Sahaba Ikram. And then if you look at the greatest thing, and look at the habit of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why the effect to the Sahaba, the Sahaba so much effect? That the time of the Battle of Trench, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not necessary to, he just sat down one side. The Sahaba could have told him, Ya Rasul, you relax, we will do all the work, the love they had. Sahaba had the love for Nabi Karim was beyond. We cannot even talk of the Sahabas. Their love was extremes. When he should make wudu, they should run that the water must not fall from the ground, they want the water must come to their hand, they want the faces. The love was something else. In a battlefield, the Sahaba should make sure they stand in front like shields. We can be killed, but he must not be killed. He must not be harmed. That was love they have not. Leave alone this much. When the time when a mother's child was killed in a battle, when the time came, they told her that your child has passed away. She said, I don't want to know about the child. I want to house Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So their love was something else, and this was something that was the most important thing in their life. That is why when they said, so Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he dragged in the, when he, the same habit when the Sahaba were digging the trench, he began to dig with them also. He made sure he was doing his own part to share too, not like you and I. That we're not thinking that our worker is working very hard, the month of Ramadan coming now, let me also help him too. He's happy on Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never fell down that because I'm a Nabi now, I'm someone. He made them sure that I'm no one. That's the reason why they were prospering all the time and most success in the whole world. A person from non-Muslim came to Madinatul Munawwara. I'm thinking, why is it that Muslim was almost most successful at that time? He went to think, why were they most successful? What he saw in them? He saw them the humility they were on for another. Each one taking another more higher than them. Each one is taking more than another person, no matter who he is, he takes them more higher than them. If a young person being in the position, they're happy to follow him too. A rich person being in position, happy to follow him too. A poor person being in position, happy to follow him too. They had that humility, humbleness in them. And he went and told in the other countries, the reason why Muslims are being more successful because of the humility and the unity they have. So we today, Allah Ta'ala, the ayah that is said in front of you, alaykum anfusakum, worry about yourself first. Don't talk of the next person, what's happening to him. Your house is on fire, but you want the next person's house. Put your house right in properly, and then you come to realize that the other house, whatever will come right. Today we advise other people, look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whole night you should make ibadat. And then to also you should do tahajjud namaz. You should read Ishraq namaz, you should read the Bachash namaz and Tawabin and everything. Today we will tell other people to read Tashash and Tawabin and Ishraq. Are we doing the same thing or not? لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ You are talking but you're not doing the thing Allah does. I'm trying to say this, mother, why is it that whatever we try to do, there's no effect in it? Why there's no effect? Your own child, you cannot even put him right. The reason is why? Because you are not right yourself. But if you are right yourself and try to make yourself be good, then your child will also become a good person. We are complaining of others a lot that I don't know why this happened to this person. Look at every sitting of ours, we talk of that person and this person. Look what he is doing today and what that person is doing today. You forgot what you are doing today. So in this Quran, I recited, Allah Ta'ala said, Alaykum anfusakum. لَا يَضُّرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَ إِذَا It will be no harm for you to worry what next person would be. But because you will be returned to Allah, and there Allah Ta'ala will let them know what it is. But if you want the effect of anything to, first you have to effect yourself. You have to do yourself. And when you do yourself something, then you see the effect of others with it. This does not mean that now I said this must not invite anyone to a good. You must invite everyone to good. That's very important. But I'm trying to say that the reason why we have been most unsuccessful today. The reason is because we are not putting ourselves right. You'll find this much that you tell the next person to come to read namaz on time. But are you on time in namaz also? You know, takbir-ul-ulah is a very great thing to do. To miss a takbir-ul-ulah is a very great sin. No one takes it important. Do you know what is takbir-ul-ulah? Yet you can go to your business on time before time you go. You'll make sure you'll be on time for your business, but you forgot who gave you that business. You forgot that the same dirt that Allah gave you rizq tomorrow can take it away too. You forget that Allah who gave you everything today, tomorrow it can take it away. We've seen our own eyes, people who give Allah has given so much to them, tomorrow it's been gone. Did we realize that? No, we did not realize that. When it goes away, Allah forbid, I mean, dua known as go through that condition. But the most important thing is, why don't you realize, everything is the hand of Allah. He is in control of everything. You bring your life according to His life. You bring your life according to the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you see that everything in this world become yours. When you become Allah's, Allah become yours. Man kana Allahu kana lahu, then you become Allah's, Allah become yours. So we have to now change our way of life. If you want changes in our life, no one can change you. You can must change yourself. If you only change yourself. And the only way you can change is bring about humility. Humbleness. Man tawadhu lillah rafa'a Allah. Become humble in front of Allah Ta'ala. Bow down to Allah Ta'ala. The more you bow down in front of Him, the more He comes near you. Because the greatest thing a person is the most, when he goes most nearest to Allah, is the time when he goes in sajda. You don't forget Him, He won't forget you. But when you forget Him, then He forgets you too. That's why they say in the hadith, you remember Allah Ta'ala in the good days, He will remember in the bad days. But always in the good days, He will remember in the bad days. That means what? When Allah removes the difficulty, you leave the namaz also. That is now not read namaz for Allah. It's the read namaz for a reason. Our reason must be only for His pleasure. He gives you everything, you're happy. He takes it away till you're happy too. He can put in the highest pedestal, you're happy. He put in the lowest pedestal, you're happy too. Because His happiness is what He does for you. Your happiness is not important. So we have to decide now, our decision must be in our own self. No one can change you, you must change yourself. If you change yourself for the better, and more closer to go dear to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will change you too. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said. Then Allah Ta'ala must get tawfiq of acting on it. Most important acting. Talk is very easy. It costs us nothing to talk, but more important to put action. Like be more punctual in masjid. Masjid is not for only for the day of Jummah. Masjid is for every day. Do you know something when a person comes to the masjid, what he's supposed to make intention of? He's supposed to make intention of making ziyarat to Allah Ta'ala. He's making intention of ziyarat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make intention of ziyarat to Allah Ta'ala, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to come in the masjid, sit down quietly. Sit down quietly, the fear that it must not be, he turns his attention away from you. Yet you find people to the wuzu khana to be talking. The wuzu is a very great ibadat. Wuzu is so great ibadat because you are preparing yourself for a very great ibadat. So you have to make the wudu in how you're supposed to make wudu. If a man only knows how to make wudu, in the manner he make wudu, then the correct way he make wudu, then his namaz will be the same thing too. So when you speak to him, when you come to the masjid, you're not supposed to speak to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gets surprised that you came to make my ziyarat, and yet you speak to the next person. Yet you will be surprised when you go to your court case. No one must have a court case, let's make dua. But a person go to his court case, he forgets all his cases. You forget everything, you forget friends too. Yeah, why don't you forget your friends too? Because in the court of Allah you are. Why you don't forget all your friends? That same friend who's talking to you at that time, you must think, I'm going to be talking to Allah Ta'ala, because maybe that's the time Allah wants to accept your dua too. But instead of your dua being accepted, now you talk to the next person, how would your dua be accepted? So my dear friends, we all are guilty of it. No one is free from it. We all are guilty. We have to learn to change our life to become more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. You know, when they say when a janaza goes, you must think you are next to go. Which person is free to say that I'm next to go? To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must take us iman. Kamil iman. Allah Ta'ala must keep away from sins. Allah Ta'ala must give the condition that we must hate for sins and do urge to do good deeds. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.